At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit mylasikoffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
What's being done to President Trump is a disgrace, yes. It's a travesty, yes, but it's predictable. And when you put left-wingers in charge who no longer wish to debate policy, left-wingers in charge who no longer can debate differences of opinion, left-wingers who no longer wish to be Americans, I believe that's what we're plagued with the modern version of the Democrat Party, kids. I truly and honestly believe they no longer wish to be Americans. They want to turn us into something different. They want to take the U.S. Constitution. They want to bastardize it. They want to take the rule of law. They want to pervert it so they can distort it and make us, criminalize us. There's a difference between somebody who is a criminal and someone who is criminalized. A criminal breaks established law, and it's quite easy to know who they are. These are the individuals who the Democrats are letting out on the streets after multiple felonies, those who are ripping off stores, those who are crossing the border illegally. Those are law breakers. They are criminals. Now, someone who is criminalized is someone who the Democrats have determined, hey, we don't like you. We don't like what you stand for. We don't like your policies. So we're going to distort and bend the law to make it apply to you. Really, the objective is to get rid of you, but we're going to pretend to do this under the veneer that we're following the law. It's tantamount to this meme I've been seeing going around. It's quite funny. It's in the form of a children's book. It's a little golden book. And on the front of it is a picture of Adolf Hitler in pajamas, and he's riding a sleigh being powered by a rainbow. And it says, "Everyone I don't like is Hitler, a child's guide to online political discussion." Folks, that's the left. That's left-wingers. They call you a racist, they call you Hitler, they call you a Nazi. That's the level of intellectual honesty these people bring to the table. They can't debate the law, the actual merits of the law. They can't debate you on whether or not any of their policy prescriptions are actually good for the United States of America, are good for our people. So they just start calling you names. And then when you oppose them, they start to criminalize you. The act of opposing a left winger now is criminalized in the United States of America, courtesy of our once prized and trusted institutions, the FBI and others. But aside from the laughing and the jesting that I'm doing here, there's a very serious side to what the left is doing. As they make a mockery of our justice system, and as the Republicans roll over and let them do it, there's a danger that our society watches all of this going on, sees the built-in unfairness, sees the misapplication of law, the unequal application of law to take out one's political opponents, and our society arrives at the conclusion it's all a rigged game. And then when the general public starts saying, they're not playing by the rules, why should I? Then chaos begins to erupt in the country. No laws are followed. And pretty soon you either get martial law and a complete clamping down by the government to say, well, we've got to restore law and order. So we're throwing everything out the window, the whole Cloward and Piven model, overload the system and then swoop in as leftists and take over. And the way that looks is you have a complete societal collapse, and then the people who still have the guns, the people who still have the power, swoop in and remake the United States of America in their image, which, if the left-wingers are the ones going to be the genesis of all of this, they're the ones, presumably the ones in power, right? They will be the ones to remake America in their image of some sort of communist, some sort of totalitarian utopia where the rights of the people are not guaranteed, not even respected. It is the will of the government that is pushed, and you are an instrument of the government's will, which would, that's kind of a reflection of the majority of countries on planet Earth. The United States used to be that last beacon of hope, bastion of freedom and liberty on planet Earth. And I believe that we are under threat of losing that distinction, not to mention that sole bright light in the world, courtesy of left-wingers who no longer wish to be Americans. We discuss the dangers posed to our system by leftists and their bastardization of the law with some legal eagles on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Is Bidenomics really screwing up your world? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If Obamacare has you paying out the nose, call American Medical Plans. Don't let these Marxists destroy 1/6 of the U.S. economy and your access to health care without a fight. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile, they have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network, they have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile, using my promo code, STORM, you support me, and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
I do want to start talking about this trial that President Trump finds himself in New York, with a stable of our legal eagles, Joe DeGeneva, a former United States attorney for Washington, D.C., and Victoria Tunsing, the former chief counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee. Welcome to you both. Glad to have you here.
Good morning.
Good to be with you, Chris.
Guys, I want you to do me a favor, and Victoria, I want you to go first, ladies first. The nuts and bolts of this case, why it's so wrong that it's even being brought. And then, Joe, you follow right after Victoria and fill any blanks that she may have left out. Go ahead, Victoria, you first.
Me leave a blank? My goodness. Well, first of all, from the get-go, Bragg targeted Donald Trump. He found the guy, he promised while he was running for election, I am going to get Trump. I know how to do it best. And so that is a basic violation of the ethics of a prosecutor. You're supposed to have the crime and then find who did it. He overcharged. And by that, I mean, he's what, 34 counts of one transaction. It's as if somebody goes into Macy's and steals a bunch of clothes, and then the person is charged not with stealing $2,500 worth of clothes, but each item is a separate count. That is unethical as far as the prosecution. And he hasn't yet told the felony that lifts this passed the statute of limitations misdemeanor into a felony and therefore able to be brought after 6 years. He hasn't said what it is.
Yeah.
It's like saying, you robbed a bank, but I'm not going to tell you which one, but I'm going to charge you for it.
Joe, about that, how is it possible that somebody who is a local DA can take a misdemeanor with a statute of limitations expired, turn it into a federal felony, promote, basically give himself a promotion to say, I'm going to prosecute a federal felony? How is he able to do that?
He does that because the courts of New York are corrupt.
No.
They have become completely politicized, and they are not enforcing the rule of law. Because it's Trump, the rules have been changed, and the courts in New York are going along with it. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about this so-called New York Supreme Court trial justice, Judge Merchan, or the appellate division. They've done nothing to make this any fairer for Donald Trump. It's a mess. It is a completely unfair process. It's designed not to get justice, but rather to stop him as a candidate, to prevent him from campaigning. And everyone can see it now. Here he is now, stuck for 4 to 6 weeks in this courtroom. He has to be there by law every day, except when the court is not in session. And then he can do what he needs to do. But there's very little time for him to do any campaigning except at night. And that's almost impossible because he can't leave Manhattan. What this is the triumph of mob legality over the rule of law in the United States. The Democrats are very happy with this. They love changing the rules when it's to their benefit and will keep them in power. The prosecutor, Alvin Bragg, is getting away with this because the New York courts are allowing him to do so.
I want to focus in on what you guys were just talking about, because Americans can see what's going on. The idea that Trump has to be in court every single day. The judge is a Democrat donor, even donated to President Trump's chief rival in the upcoming election, Joe Biden. His daughter, the judge's daughter, is a political operative who has worked for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And the jury pool in Manhattan, which they can only draw from Manhattan, 86% of the people who live in Manhattan voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Victoria, it is to me, it seems, and you add all that up and then the judge says, oh, no, you have to be here every single day. The court's in session. You can't have just your attorneys here. You must be in the courtroom, which to me, and you correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe that's normal procedure. Doesn't this indicate
the issue usually doesn't arise, Chris? I've
right.
always had it when I was a prosecutor. The defendant was always in court every single day because of the defendant's right to be.
Right.
But this judge is doing it because Donald Trump doesn't really want to be there. He didn't have to be there during jury selection for any important matter. But he's doing it because this trial is meant to affect an election.
Right. But Victoria, that leads me to my question. That leads me to my question, which is, can President Trump, with the judge, with the jury pool, with the courts that Joe aptly described as being crooked and corrupt, can President Trump get a fair trial?
No, he can't. He has an unfair judge, and he has an unfair jury, and he has an unfair prosecutor. Let me just tell you what the assistant DA said to Merchan when he wanted to get in information about various women who have alleged have had an affair with Trump. He said, quote, it's really important for female voters to know this.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow. As if the election was the point of this whole case.
And it is.
Yes.
He told the truth.
Yeah. Joe, about the fairness of all of this, you know, Trump, because he's very smart, I think he's going to be able to find a way around all of this. But then here comes the judge saying, oh, you can't talk about all this stacked deck. You can't talk about the stacked deck against you. It seems like we're not looking at a trial in the middle of the United States. It looks like we're looking at a trial in the middle of the Soviet Union, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, it has a Soviet Stalin-esque quality about it. And it's all designed to repress Donald Trump, to stop him. It's got nothing to do with our system of American jurisprudence or the pursuit of justice. This is a political prosecution designed to harm a candidate. It's not designed to solve a crime because there is no crime. This is a ludicrous proceeding. And it's almost Shakespearean, or it's like Charles Dickens. If you can think up the wildest stories that Shakespeare and Dickens could have written about how to harm people, this is it. This is better than anything either one of those men ever wrote, in the sense that they have designed a process which was created for one reason only, to interfere in the election. Remember, all of these cases could have been brought 3 years ago, but they weren't, because the Democrats didn't think he was going to be a candidate again. He becomes a candidate, and then all of these criminal prosecutions begin. All Democratic prosecutors, all in Democratic jurisdictions, Washington, New York, Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida. The bottom line is, this was designed to interfere in the election. There's no way to get around it, and you can tell exactly that that's the process by what Victoria just quoted. That assistant district attorney saying, this information will be important to women voters. With a slip of the tongue, he meant women jurors, but he said women voters.
Yes, indeed. Joe DeGeneva, our guest, along with Victoria Tunsing, part of the stable of Legal Eagles here on the Chris Salcedo Show. And guys, I want to focus in on this judge. Victoria, you brought up a brilliant point yesterday on the Newsmax show. You said this judge could not qualify to be on his own jury because he has so many conflicts of interest that make up his persona. He isn't fit to sit on a jury that in this trial that he's overseeing. Shouldn't this judge recuse himself?
Of course, but it's all within his bailiwick to make that decision. And I mentioned this also yesterday, and that is, where is the New York State Bar? The president, Richard Lewis, who in the past has been a divorce lawyer, so maybe he doesn't know criminal law, maybe he might be just ignorant of the fact, has not criticized either Letitia James or Alvin Bragg for targeting Trump and for not recusing himself when he has such conflicts. I mean, a gag order on Trump, but where's the gag order on Cohen and Stormy Daniels?
Right.
Well, should everybody have a gag order?
Well, she's pimping a book right now. We wouldn't want to get in the way of Stormy Daniels pimping her new book out there, because we wouldn't want to intrude on her rights or anything, would we, Joe? But about the mean nature, Joe, of this judge, you got to be in court every single day. That means that President Trump can conceivably miss his son Barron's graduation. Also, this insistence of a trial schedule, it kind of negates a certain population very methodically, I thought, eliminating a certain part of the population in Manhattan, Joe, that could support President Trump or even be inclined to give him a fair trial. The Orthodox Jewish community, they can't do things on Friday, so they would be excluded naturally from jury selection. It seems to me to be very calculated, very cold, by a political establishment that is infected, as you rightly point out, the judiciary in New York.
Well, it's exactly what it is. It's designed, as the jury questionnaire showed, his selection process is designed to exclude from the jury people who might be favorable to Trump, at least in a balanced way, not antagonistic toward the government, not, you know, jumping for joy for Trump, but able to be fair to him. He, Mershon, does not want that type of person on the jury. And that is why he has capitulated entirely to the Democratic establishment in the state of New York. This is not a trial. This is a crucifixion. And anybody who doesn't understand that, doesn't see what's happening in New York, and who says he or she is a lawyer, is a disgrace. I want to reiterate what Victoria said about Richard Lewis, the president of the New York State Bar Association. This guy is a clown. He goes on and he criticizes Trump for criticizing judges and says nothing about Letitia James and Alvin Bragg for their campaigning with Trump as a target during their campaign. That is completely unethical. It should have been the subject of bar complaints, not a single one filed by any lawyer in New York. What a bunch of cowards in the New York bar.
Yeah, well, it's why bother? Why bother being a lawyer in New York if you're not going to work for fairness? I mean, why even bother other than lawfare? Guys, the last question I have for you is concerning FISA. As you know, both of you know, and I'm not even going to tee up anything. I just want to set up the parameters of this response for you guys. The FISA provision has been abused over 3 million times. and members of Congress, both political parties, said, yes, we know Americans have been made victims. We know that President Trump has been made a victim, but we don't care. We want to give this power to an FBI that has proven that it can't handle this power. Victoria, what's your reaction to the renewal of FISA?
Well, I go back to my days as chief counsel for Barry Goldwater for the Senate Intelligence Committee. And back then, Chris, it was all the liberals who came in screaming about FISA and how it was being abused. And now times have changed because it's all right. It was used and abused against Carter Page and Republicans.
Yeah. Joe, what about you? FISA renewal, despite the American people as high up as President Trump being victimized by a corrupted FBI.
There's no doubt. When you watch Chris Wray testify about this, you get the impression you're watching an actor in Hollywood. Christopher Wray, first of all, is the worst FBI director we've ever had. All of a sudden, as he sees the FBI being pummeled by legitimate criticism for its illegal conduct, he starts worrying out loud about attacks on the United States and terrorist plots and all sorts of horrendous things, sitting there looking like a pure schoolboy. The problem is the FBI in 1 year violated FISA 178,000 times, violated the 702 section, which is supposed to apply only to foreigners and was used to spy on Americans, including President Trump. This is a disgrace. There should have been further limitations placed on it, including a warrant requirement when you're going to be picking up stuff about an American. It didn't happen. Shame on the Congress. About the only good thing you can say is they extended it only for 2 years rather than 5 years, which means if Trump is elected, he will be in office when the next reauthorization for Section 702 of FISA comes up, and he can veto anything he wants to if the changes aren't to his liking.
Joe Geneva and Victoria Tunson, guys, appreciate the legal expertise as always and the visit. We will talk again soon. That's going to wrap up this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites. Number one, TexasScorecard.com. There's a new documentary coming out, and you're going to love it. If you like the Texas heist, you're going to love what's coming up next. It's called Hubris, and it's, you know, the bad actors who are inside of elected office, who we've been identifying quite extensively here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. But who's bankrolling these cats? Who's the mind and the money behind all of this? That's what I am hoping Hubris actually uncovers. We'll see. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows, AM Talk Radio on KSEV, the voice of Texas, simulcast on Rumble and Getter and Newsmax 2. Also, check out All TV in the Afternoon on Newsmax 1, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, the Chris Salcedo Show there. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. Its worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.